Yes, praise
Jesus, children of God. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is alive? Is God good? He is good all the time. I'm going to request you greet of your brethren and wish him the best. Those which come from the one who was, who is, and who is going to come, and they pass through his seven spirits. As Revelations 1:4 says, I'm by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman, and our Bible reader, Teacher Jacob. We love you all, in the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. We base in this ministry the new generation with the full knowledge of God, and to move on, reach unto you the second phase of the answering of God to the world. Why there are many troubles ever since
their
2020 began, and this phase brings the many answers of God, which are under the heading, which says, God's biblical prophecies have come to pass. What is next? Praise Jesus much. And we still move on with summary C.
Phase 2. Part 7.
Part 7.
7. B4. Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Where
we are seeing the four types of prophetic prayers.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And after summarizing the prayer of repentance, we move on to summarize the major things we ask in the prayer to be given. After those, we shall see those worthy be prayed in the prayer of warfare. And after, we see prayer of fasting and supplication to the Lord. Praise Jesus much. But right now we are still moving on with summary C,
phase 2.
Of the answering of God to the world. Why is there many troubles ever since their 2020 began?
Part 7B4.
If you want to join on those which were summarized, after we saw 4 points that we finished, why we asked the prayer to be given, and we looked at the major things those worthy to be given us, and when we understood that we worthy to ask for the Holy Spirit, then he will give us all the other things of God, those worthy for us in this God's final work, in revival, in the restoration of the gospel of salvation, the gospel of the kingdom of God, and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, as light of the word of God is. And we ended as we saw, we have to ask for fullness of the Holy Spirit, which is made of the seven spirits of God. And they are the seven eyes of God,
though
faint in the whole earth. And we saw in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2, that requires us as for spirit of the Lord, feel responsibility of glorifying the Father and his word, and he bases in us, and he glorifies him in the midst of the world. And we saw the spirit of wisdom bring us the full wisdom which is in the word of God. And we saw the spirit of understanding.
He
brings us the rhythm of the word of God, where we can connect his commands to the fore and above. as light of his word is, as light of his word is, and he shows us that we can gather 2 to 4 and above scriptures upon every issue of God, whether in the heavens or on earth, to be able to get explained of it. We see we have to get from the Old and the New Testament to say here a little and there a little. Those are what we able to understand. And we saw of the spirit of counsel why we need him. In him he holds times and systems of the Holy Scriptures and even time of everything.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now we saw straight the reason why we need the spirit of counsel of God, who can and knows times and seasons of the scriptures and every word which happens under the sun, and he checks in those which were, those which are, and those coming, and is the spirit of prophecy. Understood why we need the spirit of power. Praise Jesus much. That he can manifest the unlimited power of God, mostly in this evil generation, to be able to uproot whatever God never planted and everything he never built, can build the counsel of God in power, move on, go kill plants of the crafty, Satan and his demons, the fallen angels and their servants. As in the seasons from when 2020 began, Satan began to launch his most evil extreme works, even powers of darkness, those hidden behind the networks, known as the 5G and 6G networks. As you shall see them happen in the midst of the world, by the presence of the spirit of power, in the seasons like this, as we first commanded to pray on the 27th of October 2019 to reaching the first of December 2019,
in
prayers we pray to prepare all nations for God's final back on this planet earth, the revival and the restoration of the gospel of salvation, where God has called the nations to work with them and he left troubles to happen, that he can manifest his power, that unlimited, which appears in the spirit of power. Now in the same
way,
we saw why we need the spirit of knowledge of God. Praise Jesus.
Man.
For it holds all the light which is in the word.
It
lightens to bring the full knowledge of God and his glory.
It
lightens the lies and the darkness of Satan, and it exposes everything.
And
then the power of God manifests.
We
ended as we saw why we need the spirit of fear of God, that he can help us convict the world of sin, righteousness and judgment, because the fear of God is to hate evil and to leave pride and arrogance
and
the perverse mouth, the evil ways which are not of God, in the same way even to help the many to depart from evil,
encourage
them to obey the commands, laws and judgments of God, because without the laws sin does not appear as real sin. People joke with it and get destroyed, but the laws point on it and it did sin. We thank the Lord. You've been able to understand why he commanded us to pray for ourselves and for the whole world major things like this, as the Holy Spirit in his fullness, that he can reach on us what we need. Now our 5th point, we want to move on with our 5th point.
And we see
the major things we ask in the prayer to be given.
And
this time we want to look at
as
we ask for the angels
those
we serve with and who serve us
in
the work of God.
And
then after
we shall
see why we need to ask our spiritual gifts. When we ask such major things, the rest they are easy.
Some point
now in a fifth point we see the reason why in the prayer we commanded to ask for angels, those we work with and who serve us
in
this final work of God on this planet Earth. Praise Jesus much. We first understood it always.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God. But the breath of the Holy Spirit and His
work,
they enter even into the angels.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now when we begin in Zechariah chapter 4 verse
6,
He told us like this.
Zekaria esule yokuna norujiri olwomukaga.
Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6.
Naddamu nangamba nti kino kye kigambo kya Mukama eri Zerubbabeli. Ngakyogera nti sirwa amanyi sirwa buyinza naye lwa moyo gwange. Bwayogera Mukama weje.
Yesu yabazibwe nyo.
Praise Amina. Jesus much.
Tulabe ensonga.
We see the reason.
Lwaki tusaba era lwaki twasaba.
Why we ask and why we prayed for
ba malaika bano,
asking these angels
ba malaika abatukufu,
the holy angels
okukola era wamu n'okutuweereza,
to work and even to serve us
mu mulimu gwa Katonda guno ogusembe okusema zinga wensi,
in this final work on the planet Earth.
Era nga twabasaba okukamping ensi yonna,
and we ask them to encamp all over the world,
okutandika okuweereza amu naffe,
to start serving together with us.
Mu Zakariya sura eyokuna,
in that Zechariah chapter 4
nyolomukaga agamba,
verse 6 he says,
kubanga era sirwa amaanyi,
because not by power,
era sirwa buyinza,
not by might,
wabula lwa moyo wa Katonda,
but by the Spirit of God.
Wabula tukugambye,
but we told you,
nti obugazi bw'okukolako omwoyo omutukuvu,
the breadth of the working of the Holy Spirit, as we summarized above, enters even into the holy angels, sent together with him to serve on the world, and they serve together with us. Because in Psalms 104 verse
30,
we hear and the Holy Spirit is sent to create and even to renew. When we shall connect it with Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 1 verse 13 to 14, even angels they end up to they be sent to come to serve us. Let's read we hear. Hebrews chapter 1 from verse 13.
Naye ku malayika ki gwe yali ayogeddeko nti tuula ku mukono gwange ogwa ddyo okutuusa lwendifuula.
Katuve mu Zaburi.
Zaburi ya sura ya 14 n'olu nyiriri ola 13.
Psalms 104 verses 30.
Zaburi 14 olu nyiriri ola 13.
Psalms 104 verse 30.
Ti otuma omoyo gwo ne bitondebwa. Era ofuula obujja amaaso g'ettaka.
Atuma omwoyo we.
He sends his spirit and they are created.
Era y'omu azza obujja.
It's the same who renews the face of the earth.
Y'omu y'oyo avunaanyizibwa ku revival okuzza obujja.
Responsible of revival. Yes, praise Jesus much. But remember when he sent his spirit, even angels are sent together with him.
According
to those in the Hebrews chapter 1 verse 13 to 14, he speaks as he says like this. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 13.
Naye ku malayika ki gwe yali ayogeddeko nti tuula ku mukono gwange ogwa ddyo okutuusa lwendifuula abalabe b'entebe y'ebigere byo. Olunya olw'ekkumi n'ennya. Bonna si gy'emyoyo egiweereza nga gitumibwa okuweereza olwabo abagenda okusikira obulokozi.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Zaburi
13. Psalms 104:30.
Atuma omwoyo gwe nebitondebwa.
He sends the spirit and they are created.
N'okuzza obuggya.
And even to renew the face of the earth.
N'okuzza obuggya byonna.
To renew
ebyetaaga okurestowalingibwa.
That needed to be restored.
Wabula Abaebbulaniya esula sokonyole
14:14. But Hebrews chapter 1:13-14.
Agamba bamalayika bonna.
He says all the angels.
Nabo myoyo.
Them two are spirits.
Kati omwoyo omutukuvu.
Now the Holy Spirit.
Twamulabye nti naye mwoyo.
Him, he too is spirit.
Alimu emyoyo musanvu emikulu.
All seven major spirits.
Wabula abaddako omukube emyoyo.
Those who follow to be spirit.
Okuweereza wamu naye.
To serve together with him.
Bamalayika.
The angels.
Nabo myoyo nga ye.
Two are spirit.
Naye ye mukulu. Kubaliye Katonda.
Him, but he is the great one as God.
Omwoyo omutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
Nini bano myoyo egitumibwa.
But these two are spirit.
Nga wansi w'omwoyo omutukuvu.
Under the Holy Spirit.
Twogera ku bamalayika abatukuvu.
We speak of holy angels.
Tinabo myoyo egitumibwa wansi w'omwoyo omutukuvu.
Them two are spirit sent under the Holy Spirit.
Okuweereza.
To serve.
Erifa abasikira obulokozi.
Or to us who inherit salvation.
Kyenkugamba kiribwe kiti.
What I tell you is this.
Tetwetaaga kuweereza ffekka.
We don't need to serve by ourselves alone.
Kubanga bwetunuulira endagaano enkadde.
Because when you look to the old covenant.
N'endagaano empya.
And the new covenant.
Baalina omwoyo omutukuvu.
They had the Holy Spirit.
Ate nga balina bamalayika abatukuvu.
Even they had the holy angels.
Okuweereza wamu nabo.
To serve together with them.
So mu kigambo ekyo tugamba tutya.
In that what we say what?
Bo bamalayika bagamba.
Them the angels say.
Nabo bakozi wamu naffe.
Them two are co-workers with us.
Wadinga baje okutuweereza n'okutuweereza kwabwe.
They come to serve us, but in their serving us.
Baba ze kuweereza munafe.
They have come to serve together with us.
Nadala mwebye tubatasobodde kwetusaako.
Mostly in those who have not been able to reach on ourselves.
Kusina kwebyo malaika Gabrieli.
According those which angel Gabriel.
Yanyonyola omutume Yokana.
Explained to Apostle John.
Mukubikulibwe suliya
bimwebiri. In Revelation 22.
Olunyiri okubirada kulwo musabunulu omunana.
Starting from verse 7-8.
Okubikulirwe sura ya 22 n'olunyiriri olw'omusanvu.
Revelations chapter 22 from verse 7.
Era laba njija mangu. Aweredde omukisa akwata ebigambo eby'obunnabbi obw'ekitabo kino. Olunyiriri olw'omunana. Nange Yokana nze nawulira n'endaba bino. Bwe nawulira n'endaba n'envunnamu okusinza mu maaso g'ebigere bya malayika andaga bino. Olunyiriri olw'omwenda. N'angamba nti laba tokola bw'otyo. Ndi muddu munno era w'omubaganda bo bannabbi nabo abakwata ebigambo eby'ekitabo kino sinza Katonda.
Yes.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Malaika Gabrieli yannyonnyola.
Angel Gabriel explained.
Yannyonnyola mutume Yokana.
Explained to Apostle John.
Ffe bamalayika abatukuvu tuliwo okusinzibwa.
We holy angels know here to be worshipped.
Naye tuliwo okuweereza mu
ne bannabbi. Here to serve together with prophets.
Baweereza ne bannabbi.
They served with the prophets.
Baweereza n'abatume nga mu kiseera ekyo.
With the apostles in those days.
Era weebali n'okutuuka leero.
And they are there up to today.
Okuweereza n'abo abakwata ebigambo by'omu kitabo kino Bayibuli.
To serve with those who hold the words of this book, the Bible.
Kankubuulire.
Let me tell you.
Bamalayika abatukuvu.
The holy angels.
Buli mulembe ogubeerawo ku nsi.
Every generation which lives on this earth.
Singa gunywerera ku kigambo kya Katonda.
It stands strong on the word of God.
Tewali ku ebyo ebiba byawandiikibwa.
There's none of those written.
Ebitalituukirizibwa.
Which will not be fulfilled. Whether of repentance, whether of prayer to be given, whether of prayer of warfare. Angels were put to be there fulfilled. Scriptures we spoke of all those. All promise of the Bible.
They
are there to be fulfilled by them. If a generation gets back
and
stands in the word of God, without twisting, no subtracting, and no adding in it. Because they were created. The major work of fulfilling the word of God. And they help us who cannot fulfill some of those. Because we are in flesh and blood. Even the scriptures are the spirits. Have you understood? There are some scriptures and we can fulfill them. Like, do not steal and you stop stealing. But there are scriptures which say binding a demon.
You
will not go bind it in the
bottomless.
Now we shared them with the angels.
They have specific
scriptures to be fulfilled by them. Angels in heavens do not have a command, do not steal. Do not commit adultery.
Those
have no private parts, how can they commit adultery?
And
you see those who tried from there came on the world on those who fell. And they made bodies like of human beings be able to commit such. They have two major commands in heaven, the angels. There is nothing to be worshipped. There's nothing to act like man or woman there. For we too shall be like angels in heavens, not marrying or getting married. The rest. But you have to know on this Bible. It was made scriptures in it.
It
us who believe to move by them. Those we have to fulfill and their
hours.
In their others, if you dare try on them, just pray in them and they fulfill them. That is like that. Though you say you're going to heal, you will never heal. You work with the Holy Spirit and the angels to heal. If I ask you how you walk the lame, how does he begin? Tell me, where do you touch? Except to command and the holy angels fulfill those scriptures. In Psalms 103, verse 20, they are spoken of like this. Psalms 103, verses
20.
Have you heard? Blessed Lord, you is angels. We speak of the holy angels. They fulfill his words. As they listen to the voice of his words. You know that you cannot fulfill that scripture.
Their
holy scriptures they put are waiting for that. You know, sometimes you ask the scripture in the Bible, when will it ever be fulfilled? Let me tell you the problem you have. You first get scriptures you have to fulfill,
fulfill them.
Those you will not fulfill, they are waiting for you to first fulfill yours, then they fulfill theirs. In Revelation 22, verse 7 to 9, they work together with the word of this book, the Bible, and fulfill those you are meant to fulfill. When they say do not steal, do not say that angel do not steal for me. That is yours. It's you not meant to steal. Now then you tell the angel that in Matthew 6, 33, God told me seek the kingdom and the righteous
people.
But where are they? Go and bring them. That is their part.
Don't
see Matthew 6:33. We share it.
They
told us seek the kingdom of God and righteousness. God to add this to us.
But he
has his spirit who gives them even the angels, those is to add to us.
Now,
you have your part to do.
Even all
the spirit and the angels of God fulfill their parts. You will be there perhaps. We shall study of that topic. Separate scriptures we are to fulfill and those of the angels. Even creations have their scriptures. All of them in heavens and earth. And they have to fulfill them. But you know, to share the scriptures in all creations in heavens and earth to fulfill them, the human being is the most failure in this. And is as hindered all his other companions to fulfill theirs. Mostly those who profit him as a human being.
In those scriptures,
if fulfill them, all creations, they profit you. Those which are theirs, they held and fulfilled them already. But those which profit you, it's you hinder them, for you first refuse to obey and fulfill your
words.
These holy angels, we ask for them because they can fulfill all the scriptures. They say, whoever believes, all the signs will follow them. There is no sign which follows. These are angels who follow us. What follows? Raising the dead, does it follow? Those who raise are the ones who follow us. If you eat poison, it will not affect you. It's true. Those who dilute it are the ones who are with us. For
you speak
those on our sites are more than those in the world. Pastor, have you seen the things? I think you see where it begins from. Rather made a lot of noise, asked some things, and they have no meaning. If we asked, moved, asked for angels. As we first understand, so we have to ask for the Holy Spirit. Every scripture here in the Bible, and they have to fulfill it.
You
go hear Bible saying, God watches over the word of his messenger.
He
fulfills the counsel of his kings. Does he watch over it? He puts angels upon it. They are there. When he speaks with this scripture, you fulfill it.
They
are there to wait to fulfill the word of God.
As
they listen to the voice of his word.
So,
now when you read here in the Isaiah, you hear God watches over the word of his messenger.
The
counsel of his kings. Not everything you're going to bring as counsel.
But
the word of God is which angels will fulfill.
Isaiah 44,
verse 25.
Ato bubonero bw'abalimba era alalusa abalogo. Akyusa abagezigezi okudda ennyuma, n'asiruwaza amagezi gaabwe. Olwabirimu omukaaga. Anyweza ekigambo eky'omuweereza we, n'atuukiriza okuteesa kw'ababaka be.
Yes.
Anyweza ekigambo ky'omuweereza
we. Confirms the word of his servant.
N'atuukiriza okuteesa kw'ababaka be.
Confirms the counsel of his messengers. The word of the prophets, it is one, this the Bible. I will not teach those evil hearts. But you put counsel as the word of God is. The Holy Spirit is there with the holy angels. And they wait one thing to fulfill it. You, if you fulfilled yours,
those
written about you in the book Bible, and they are yours to do as a human being. They are scriptures and they are for other creations. Like you hear Genesis 1,
paka abiri.
14 to 20.
And
put the sun in the sky to count for time and seasons for us.
Nimiaka.
Even the years. That is theirs. Not you to count times and seasons for us. It's clear. Now will you become the sun in the sky? Now he commanded rivers to move around. Even the wind that he
breathed.
There are scriptures that wants to fulfill them. I tell you, the one we still fail to fulfill their scriptures, they are the human beings. And they contend with the fallen angels. Those who first refuse to fulfill theirs.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus much.
So, now,
if we've been able to move, as the word of God is, these angels, the seven groups we asked for, they appear to serve together with us.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Not
their works as. You will cast demons. Indeed, if angels are not involved, you cannot chase a demon on the village,
in the city,
and you chase it within the sky.
There
are scriptures given us, we pray through them. But those who fulfill them, they are there. The holy angels. Now this world, demons remain in it. Yet those who
hear
them, hear them go. We pray. We chase you.
Yet
he sends them into the deserts. The demon looks to you, it says, if you knew. Those who can chase me. And send them to chase me. Demons which said these people on the world do not know what they do. That's why they go into churches or into the synagogues and they wait for you to pray. Because they know nothing. And they pray. They
don't
call the Holy Spirit. You do not know him per se. The angels, they are not with you. Let's spend our day here.
Now,
if you look to Psalms 35, verses 5 and 6,
the
Bible showed you the angel of the Lord chasing them. You send the angel involved in the chasing. That's why we into a prayer that God commanded us starting on 27th of October 2019, reaching the 1st December 2019.
He told us
the prayer to be given, we ask for majors. Why don't I ask for angels of the chain to fight demons for me? Why not ask Angel Michael? And they chase them, trap them. And why ask to fire? And they burn diseases and the demons.
But
you can trouble yourself and you rotate around. Let's read the Psalms we see.
Zaburi ya sura ya 35 na olunyiriri olwokutaano.
Psalms chapter 35 from verse 5.
Baberenge ebisusunku ebitwalibwa n'empewo. Era malaika wa Mukama ng'abagoba.
Have you heard?
Baberenge ebisusunku ebitwalibwa n'empewo.
Then be as chaff taken by wind.
Have you
seen chaff fly within the space?
Bakulaga omuzimu engeri gye gutambula mu bbanga.
Show you the way the demon moves in the space. But can you chase it within the sky? Angels who to become spirits. They are ones who can chase those spirits. And chase them into all the village and the city. And the angel of God chased them. Now we are into prayer.
Genda!
You go.
Kukugoba!
We chase you.
Sindikiriza!
You push you. You say you chase me where? I see you chase, standing there, you chase me. It first tries to flee a runaway. It says you are in one place. It says you're not chasing
me.
English say you casting them. You cast them. But you know, to get a demon physically, you swear it, cast it off physically. Angels who cast them in the bottomless pit. For Revelation 20, verses 1 and 2, he said, angel of the bottomless pit, he got the dragon, bound, cast it in the bottomless pit. Now, when do you cast by yourself? Or even to chase it. You see how we troubled ourselves in times past. And you know why God commanded us prayer to be given.
One
goes to ask their holy angels to serve us. In this God's final work on this planet Earth, revival and restoration of the gospel of salvation. Where he's called on nations to work with him. Why he left troubles happened ever since 2020 began. That he can humble the world to understand its call. You know that. Angels, we requested for them now chasing the demon. It's not hard. Enter prayer of warfare. And we command those who chase. Now this chasing is so interesting. Now what you do, you can go there in the vision, in the dreams, in the trance. And you see how they chase them. You know, the journey of heavens, I enjoyed it. Besides praying as we command in the scriptures, they can take you into the spiritual world. And you see the experience how they chase them. There is angel Michael in chasing. He can even cause a slippery. And the demon runs, it cannot get from one place, it is stuck there. You first finish there.
Zaburi ya 35 n'olunyiriri olw'okutaano.
Psalms 35 verses 5.
Baberenge ebisusunku ebitwalibwa n'empewo era malayika wa Mukama ng'abagoba. Olunyo olw'omukaaga. Ekkubo lyabwe libeere ekizikiza n'obuseerezi.
Psalms chapter 35 verse 6.
Era malaika wa Mukama ngabayiganya.
Yes.
So can I go where MC?
Chases them, he pours a slippery form on the way.
He
makes the way slippery and darkness covers it. If you see darkness, you know Abaddon has come. These ones of the chains. We do not know where they will come from to come and bind you. The demon angel Michael first chased it as his group is, and they caused the way slippery. They trap it, you know how the way they trap with their balls.
That's
the way it runs to. It tries to run, but it can't leave that place. It sees darkness is covered there. The one who persecutes, you know him.
He
begins one chains to hook on the demon. And the demons begin to struggle and they beat it. If church knew how they were to handle this, these things are interesting. We have enjoyed them here in full knowledge.
Wow.
It's interesting. Now many reasons which can be brought why we ask angels as some of what we need in the very major things in God's work in this world, mostly this final work, revival and restoration of the gospel of salvation, basically in Uganda, Pearl of Africa. Now we need the seven groups of angels according to their responsibilities and that the seven spirits of God. That our point says we need the seven groups of the angels according to their responsibilities. Those who stand under the seven spirits of God, the seven eyes of God. Praise Jesus much. And he says like this, according to Revelation chapter 8, verse 1 and 2. Revelations chapter 8 from verse 1.
Bwe yabembula akabonero ak'omusanvu, ne waba akasiriikiriro mu ggulu, ng'ekitundu kya ssaawa. Olunyo olwokubiri. Ne ndaba malayika musanvu abayimirira mu maaso ga Katonda.
Yes, seven angels, the commanders, they have seven trumpets. They stand before God. If they step before the eyes of God, these are seven spirits of God. Those commanders, they command others who have the weapons of God. According those we see in Revelation chapter 15
and
the verse 1. Revelation chapter 15 verses 1.
Nenda bakabonera akalala muguru akanene akechitalo. Bamalayika musanvu ngabalina ibonyobonya musanvu ebyenkomerero. Kubanga mwebyo obusungu bwa Katonda.
Yes. He saw seven angels. They have balls holding the weapons of God. Where there is all the wrath of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The balls which measure all the wrath of God that gets angered onto sin and the evil people. If those groups of angels have come with those weapons, the war we have overcome it. Because we know we do not fight with flesh and blood, but with principalities. Those we shall speak of in prayer of warfare. Them to help us in prayer of warfare, ask them here in the prayer to be given. The seven groups of angels, seven commanders, and the seven leaders. And we heard when God was speaking with Apostle John in Revelation chapter 1, he told them that this cometh from, take them to the angels of the seven church. That they are sent even on earth and even encamp here. And they can be able to serve with church. Let's read there in Revelations we see. Revelations chapter 1 verses 10.
Nalimu mwoyo kulunakuluwa mukama wafe. Nempulire nyuma wange edobozi dene ngeri ya kagombe. Ngako geranti ze alufa ne omega. Chola bawandika mchitavo ochiweleze kanisa musamvu. Eri Efeso, neri Sumuna, neri Perugamo, neri Suatira, neri Sadi, neri Philadelphia.
Yes, praise Jesus.
Malaika yaleta okwolesebwa.
The angel who brought the vision.
Agamba Yokana.
He told John. That whatever you see,
right,
send it to the seven churches. Every package had been handed to its angel. The one who leads the angels who had encamped according to those ministries. That's why you see in Revelation, chapter 2, verse 1, they say like this. Revelation chapter 2, verse 1.
Eri malayika w'ekkanisa ey'omu Efeso, wandiika nti, bw'ati bw'ayogera oyo akwata emmunyeenye omusanvu mu mukono gwe ogwa ddyo.
Yes.
Waliwo ekkanisa yali ekampiza mu Efeso.
There is a church at a camp in Ephesus.
Era nga balina malayika akulemberamu.
And they had an angel leading them.
Omuduumizi.
The commander.
Malayika w'ebyokulwanisa.
The angel of the weapons of God.
Abakampinga awo.
They had encamped there.
Era mu saala ezo bonna b'oziwulira.
In those prayers when you hear them.
Twasaba bakampinge okwetoola ensi yonna.
Prayed them and camp all over the world.
Tusobole okukola nabo mu mulimu gwa Katonda guno ogusembayo.
Work with them in this God's final work.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, ekibinja ekisooka,
now the first group of the angels Michael under the spirit of wisdom to protect and defend those with the wisdom which is in the words. Protect the wisdom which is in the word and those who have it. That first group, which is led by Angel Michael under the spirit of wisdom to protect the wisdom which is in the world, even those who have that wisdom. And when they have arrived, that is so easy, my brethren. Because we saw when we ask the spirit of wisdom, it gives wisdom in the word. You see these majors how they appear.
That
you've gotten wisdom in the word. Upon it, they say to those who watch over it,
and
God see who they attaches you. He even begins to charge, don't touch my anointed ones. Touch not my anointed ones. You they attach him, you see. He even first put in place those who will fight for him. When
he speaks
Matthew 8 in verse
1
and down,
he said,
they will not fail to happen by what to the one who brings them. For God already prepared. The one who brings them will see me. Me, I prepared my army. That's why we, as we near here, and God is so near to us, He told us the major things to ask for. Now this first group of the angels, it's led by Angel Michael to protect the wisdom in the world and those who have that wisdom. And when the Bible says in Daniel chapter 12, verses 2, it speaks like this.
Daniel chapter 12
from
verse 1. Omulangira omukulu ayimirira abana b'abantu bo.
Yes.
Those
days like now, Michael will stand.
He
stands for the children of these people. He will stand. He is ready.
In
these days, like these latter days,
with his
group is standing for us. Yes. Now, why do you involve yourself alone? You know, to be within yourself, it's a foolish word. Very foolish word. It's you to begin to do things yourself. To yourself. Foolish things. That's to be in yourself. But what I say like this. The group of angel Michael,
It's
there to stand for us.
We
who have wisdom which is in the word, that they can protect that wisdom is the greatest. And whoever scorns it, they fall in this fight of the angels who protect.
You know,
speak of angel Michael is not alone.
And
all others we are to speak of, it's a group. There we are speaking of their leader,
Michael. And
as his commander holding the first trumpet. If church we were like this, my God. Yes. It's been a long time we've suffered. Indeed, this is revival.
We wow.
There's something you two hear and you prove indeed is revival.
And
all these are within revival. You to know them for they were there, yet they cease to be. Even John Michael is not alone, he has his colleagues. According to Revelation 12, verses 7 up to 10. Revelation chapter 12 from verse
7. Mikayiri, neba malayikabe, ngabata balo kulwana n'ogusota.
Yes.
Ogusota neguane wa malaika bagwo onyoro munana ne batayinza so ne watalika kifo kyabwe nate mukuru.
Yes,
kakati wulidanga malaika Michael tuloza anti abero.
Anytime you hear angel Michael, never think he is alone.
Mikayiri neba malaika abi
akulembera and his angels, those he leads. And the other groups never spoke of them in this revelation. But them too are within the Bible. They fight Satan and his fallen angels who appear as demons of clans on this world.
They
chase them from heaven. They never remain the place for them
there.
These ones chase. They say they cast them from heaven.
When
they cast demons or chasing them, there are those who are in charge of chasing them. You first finish there, you hear. Revelation chapter 12, verses
8. Oguyitibwa omulyolyomi era setani omulimba wensi zonna ne gusuulibwa ku nsi ne bamalayika baago ne basuulibwa nagwo.
Omanyi abalungi mu kanyuga kusuula
good in casting
bamayiko
angels Michael
kanyuga ne baweereza malayika Abaddon.
Cast them and send them to angel Abaddon. Cast them far.
Abaddon ne bongereyo mbunyo
the Abaddon stick them to the bottomless pits.
They
give you the right to cast demons.
Don't
think it's you going to chasing them. Everything you lose on earth, heaven joins on you to do that. Everything you bind, even in heaven, they bind within heaven those who fulfill, one who come from heaven. Those are the angels.
So sigamanti
you bind a demon on this earth.
That
heaven, it's bound. When did it reach there? It's the language you never understood. Is not that? Yes. That when you lose a car,
even
heavens it's loosed. I wonder whether they drive them there. Church, indeed, you did a great revival.
And
it's not another, but this one you hear. Now, where else will you get another? If you were to get it, you would have gotten it long back. Till up to the when God has prepared. And he's held.
So,
now, angels, Michael, they are
growing.
We asked for them, we move on and welcome them.
To work
together with them in this God's work all over the world. To protect all who are in the wisdom within the world. Because Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 11 to 14 says like this. Ecclesiastes chapter 7 from verse 11.
Amagezi genkana obulungi obusika. Weewaawo gasinga okuwoma eri abo abalaba enjuba. Olunya olw'12. Kubanga amagezi kigo nga feza bweri ekigo.
Wisdom
kigo.
It's a defense.
Nindoluza ndigavayo ne gayimirira.
Don't you think it comes out to stand there? They sent angels who are under that spirit. Who are under the spirit of wisdom in the world. Because in Jeremiah chapter 8 verse 8 unto 9,
he says,
reject his word which wisdom is within you.
But
if you get wisdom in the world, these angels come as a defense. That's why you see in Job, Satan goes to attack the possessions of Job and he finds protection hedged around them. People, when they passed physically, they could not see it. Where is the defense and the hedge here? There is nothing like a hedge, a defense.
Satan
going back complaining to God.
And
failed to touch the position of Job.
He
told him, you put a defense and a hedge all over him. There are some things that need to be understood. And he says he makes his angels wind.
Gehazi.
Prophet Elisha say, open eyes to see just around surroundings. Angels encamped on horses of fire. You know how it appears.
These
things are so interesting and church. Man.
See
how you've suffered for lacking knowledge. And even destruction of gotten destroyed. These angels are there to defend, protect.
All
protection God promised us, it's their work.
Now,
if God said, I'll watch over you, you don't think he will come from heaven, come on your house to watch over you.
And
everywhere you go, he's watching over you.
Only
angels who fulfill that. They are servants of God. He is the Lord of hosts.
The
Lord of hosts, how dare he come and protect
us?
I want us to get to common sense.
President of America.
The American president. If he pledges to protect, defend Uganda,
he's
not the one who comes to protect and defend it. He sent Americans
armies. And
American president is protecting us. It's just clear. God protect you, you think it comes from heaven?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So,
now the group of angels, Michael, those who protect the wisdom in the world, that no one exceeds it, neither even to demean it, even to protect those who have it, that is their work. You must finish Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 12.
Kubanga amagezi kigo nga feza bweri ekigo naye okumanya kyakuva kusinga obulungi kubanga amagezi gakuuma obulamu bwa nnyinigo.
Yes,
amagezi gakuuma obulamu bwa nnyinigo.
Wisdom preserves the one who have it.
Adolutuka.
Now, wisdom is protecting you. There are some things you just need to lose, take off their cords.
But
if you are in the wisdom in the word,
what
I've reached on you cannot access you, for angels
so
for are there. First tell us in whatever is spoken, where has it transgressed?
Will
there find you, touch him, you will see us.
They
told you touched on the prophet of God.
He
anointed the one of the spirit of wisdom. And you begin to come there, touch him.
Some
scriptures just read them.
Yet,
even understanding them. When you read the Psalms, touch not my prophets, neither those I anointed. Don't you think how?
Maybe think how
God going to do it that they don't touch you. But the second group of the angels Gabriel, to watch over those who have the word of God and envision them. To manifest and vision the word of God to them.
Even
to watch over those who have it.
Even
it's preaching the gospel. These ones are so good in it. They make dreams, visions, prepare the whole world. And we never break ourselves with the gospel. As we go into a certain place, and the angel of the Lord prepared people already there. Where God doesn't want us to go, he said, do not go that side.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So,
now the second group of the angels Gabriel, under the spirit of understanding, to spread the word of God, even to protect those who have it. Others think Gabriel, they are only specific on two messages alone. The others are armies of God. Is there an army which never fights? You see, even you are in that army, you entered it. They tell you they put on the armor of God. When it breaches, you just sit down there. You fight each on their measure God gave them. In warfare, everywhere and here in warfare, it's not that. Pastors, we find evangelists, apostles, prophets, they are all fighters, for they are all in the army of God. We would have had a group of evangelists who enter in the prayer of warfare. Pastors enter in the prayer of repentancy. Apostles enter in the prayer of what? Prayer perhaps to be given. Perhaps. Now prayer of supplication is for teachers, they enter there perhaps. But because we are all in the same army, everyone fight as the measure of the calling is upon them.
So
this group of angel Gabriel, under spirit of understanding, to be able to envision the word of God, demonstrate the word of God, to protect those who move by it. According to Daniel chapter 10, verses 19 to 21.
Daniel yesule yekumi na olunyiriri olwekumi na omwenda.
Daniel chapter 10 from verse 19.
Nayogera nti gw'omusajja omwagalwa ennyo, totya, emirembe gibeere gy'oli, beera n'amaanyi, weewaawo, beera n'amaanyi. Awo bwe yayogera nange ne mpeebwa amaanyi, ne njogera nti Mukama wange ayogere, kubanga ompadde amaanyi. 20. N'alyoka ayogera nti, omanyi kye nvudde njijja gy'oli? Ne kaakano n'addayo okulwana n'omulangira w'e Buperusi. Era bwe ndivaayo, laba, omulangira w'e Buyonaani alijja. 21. Naye nakubuulira ebyawandiikibwa mu byawandiikibwa eby'amazima. So siwali ali ku luuyi lwange okulwanyisa abo, wabula Mikayiri, omulangira wammwe.
Ono malayika Gabriyeri yali annyonnyola nabbi Daniyeli.
Angel Gabriel explained to prophet Daniel.
N'amugamba.
He told him,
"Mbadde mu lutalo.
I've been in war.
N'abalangira wali ab'Ebuyonaani mu
bwengula. With the prince of the Greek and the Persians.
Ab'amasaza mu bbanga.
Principalities in the sky.
Naibwe naba nziseyo.
But when I would have gone back,
lutalo lugenda kusigala nga tukyeruli.
This war is going to move on.
Naye nga tuli mu lutalo olwo.
But as we in that war,
soko olinde malokolo omulimu omukulu ogwange.
Wait, I do my main work.
Maloko tegeeza ebyandikwa mbyandikwa ebyamazima.
Must make you know what's written in the scriptures of truth.
Gwe mulimu ogumukulu. Ebyokulwana tugenda kuddayo.
Warfare we shall go back.
Naye kamalirize omulimu guno omukulu.
Let me first finish this main work.
Olengedde musumba.
Sure.
Nayongamba naye teri mulala ali kusaidia.
Told him no one else
ekigambo kino.
On my side in protecting this word.
Ebyandiko ebyamazima.
The scriptures of truth.
Naye omulangira wammwe naye olwedde mulese eri mu lutalo.
For I've left him in the war.
Kati bannabbi Daniyeli bo baalinga mu ssaala eno ku nsi.
Prophet Daniels were in the prayer on the world.
Ng'abazituukiriza gye bali ba malayika.
Fulfill them, they are dead angels.
Yesu lwaki tusaba ebikulu nga ba malayika?
That's the reason why we ask for majors like angels.
Tugera ku ba malayika abatukufu.
We speak of the holy angels.
Kubanga enkolagana eyo
that relation
kugamba olengedde engeri bamalayika Gabriyeli gye
bakikolamu
balwana sibu
defight
naye omulimu gwabe omukulu kansooke nkutegeeza ebyandika mu
byandiko
kati ozannyina otya ku bayibuli ya
Katonda
eyakuŋŋaanyizibwa omwoyo omutukuvu ne
bamalayika
okugyako nga naawe wasooka gizannyirako gwe yali ayimiridde ku lwayo n'owa omukisa abonoonyi b'omunso gizannyiramu
You blessed the sinners of the world.
Naye singa twayimiriranga ekkanisa.
But if we stood as church,
omuntu olwa egira bamalayika lino ne libeerawo.
These armies of angels remained for us to serve with us.
Abandizanyidde nga ku Bayibuli bandikigwako.
Those who would have prayed on the Bible would have faced it.
Nga bwe mugenda otandika okukigwako okuva kankano.
Going to begin to face it right from today onwards.
Bakusange ng'ogisanguza emmanju.
They dare find you, take you to toilet, clean your butt.
Bakuzibe emmanju eyo tuwe
wunaddamu. And block that your bottom and your butt. You ask Gaddafi, the ex-president of Libya. He came here in Uganda. He threw the Bible on the ground, he spit on it. But when he was leaving the world dying, they dragged him on the streets like a dead dog. He too was trampled. After he sold, he too was stolen from. Now all those, the group of angels, Gabriel is there to do that work. That's why Revelation
22:7-9.
Tell us, we work as with those. Prophets obey the words of this book, the Bible. Worship God. You read for us, we hear.
Revelation 22:8. Ndi muddu munno era w'omubaganda bo bannabbi n'abo abakwata ebigambo eby'ekitabo kino sinza Katonda.
Yes.
Gamba sinza Katonda.
He said,
"Fe tuweerezaamu nakasitobeera mu kigambo Bayibuli."
We suppose if you're in the word, the Bible.
Bamaleka Gabriel bibabeera.
Angels Gabriel both are there into.
Banyumirwa okukola naffe.
They enjoy to work with us.
Era bakolera wansi mu mwoyo okutegeera.
They work under the spirit of understanding.
Okwolesa ekigambo kya Katonda.
Demonstrate the word of God. May God bless you.
Tujja kuba tumalayo ebibinja ebisigaddeyo.
Shall finish the remaining groups. The five groups of the angels.
As summarize
those you find in the prayer to be given.
As
we ask for only majors.
As we
first ask the Holy Spirit in His fullness.
We
moved on, ask for angels. Seven groups. As the responsibility is
to
help us fulfill the word of God. God's final work on this planet Earth.
It's
the revival and restoration of the gospel of salvation. Gospel of the kingdom of God. In the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, as light of the word of God is,
where God
called all nations work with him.
This
is why left many troubles happen from when
their
2020 began. May God bless you. As we know, responsibility of groups of angels remaining, then understand the reason why we ask for such. We bless you, our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.